I have to ask for help to get on and off the tram. I asked heaps of questions when they were teaching me Braille. You try learning to read again when you're 20, you'll understand why. And I take the piss out of my specialist by asking him when he's going to invent the bionic eye. So yeah, I ask a lot of questions these days. Because when I was an apprentice, I never asked why you shouldn't use an oxy torch on a dirty chemical drum.
That's the radio advertisement that will be airing over the next 5 weeks to give 16 to 24-year-olds a wake-up call about what can happen when things go wrong in the workplace. John Merritt, the Executive Director of WorkSafe, says he's shocked by the number of workplace injuries to young people.
Whilst we've seen some quite significant improvement generally in Victoria, unfortunately we continue to be alarmed at the proportion of young workers who find themselves going to hospital with serious traumatic injuries. And our research has shown that young workers between the age of 15 and 24 are twice as likely to suffer a traumatic injury and go to hospital.
How do people in regional centres compare to, say, metro areas, though?
Well, unfortunately, the performance in regional Victoria is worse than the state more generally. Young males in particular are four times more likely to be hospitalised compared to workers of the same age and gender in the city. So it's particularly concerning.
Why, I guess, is the next question.
Look, it partly reflects the nature of some of the industries in regional Victoria. It may well reflect the resourcing of some of those workplaces and the level of supervision. We're not sure. What we do know is that generally workers, young workers, are somewhat either apathetic to this issue of health and safety, or if they are concerned, they're too embarrassed to speak up and ask questions. And this campaign is very strongly aimed at breaking through that apathy and encouraging people, if you don't know what to do, speak up, ask for help.
One of the trickiest aspects of a campaign aimed at Generation Y, however, is getting desensitised young people to take the message on board. WorkSafe recently came together with a group of young people to find out how to get the message across.
In the focus groups and the research that we've done with young workers, they basically challenged us to confront them with reality. It seems that they've had so much media, so much reality television, that nothing less than a warts and all confrontation with what really happens will break through. These ads are they are indeed a confronting picture of what WorkSafe sees all too regularly.
Mr. Merritt says that young people these days are much more on the move in their lives and a lot less likely to settle long-term into one job. The issue with this is that they are a lot more casual in their attitude towards work and may seem comfortable and as if they know what they are doing on the job.
We know that young workers need a lot of supervision, a lot of induction to new work, and they need better training. And sometimes employers think that because the workers seem a bit casual about their attitude to work, or because young workers are not asking questions, they think they're all right. So we've got a long-term piece of work around employers making sure that when they're hiring young workers, they're properly inducted, they're properly trained, and they're properly supervised.
Peter Valance is an 18-year-old who works on his family cattle and wheat farm in Tempe. He says that safety around the farm is really important for young people, and shock campaigns like this one work well on people his age.
That sort of thing sort of gets through to young people a bit better, I guess, because they just go, otherwise, oh, what do you know? They sort of just shut it to the side. But that sort of thing sort of confronts them and they sort of pay a bit of attention to it, I guess.
Do you see it as an issue that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, it's a huge issue that needs to be addressed. Like, there's already a shortage of young people in agriculture, and losing more to accidents is just not really something that should be happening. It's just, you know, basic common sense that will stop these things. It's just people need to ask the questions, I guess, and just don't be afraid. Yeah, some of the mistakes that happen are incredibly preventable, and it's just people cutting corners that tend to cause it, I think. At Ag College, there's a fair emphasis on farm safety. Like, at the start of the class, we usually go around and find out who's had a near miss, and usually 100% of the class will put their hand up and have a fairly substantial near miss that they've had with something. And that's not really acceptable, I guess.